out of Collie, where there is a new positive COVID-19 case, but there is no threat to the community. That needs to be stressed. With the details is 6PR and 9 News state political reporter Jacqueline Robson. Jackie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
So this is a weak positive, Jackie, and the man had been in hotel quarantine in Victoria. So has he been back home in Collie for long and out and about and wandering around?
So what we know is that he was returning from Poland. He flew into Melbourne and he carried out the 14 days of hotel quarantine. During that time, he returned all negative test results. It wasn't until he flew back to WA and home to Collie. It was a follow-up test by Victoria Health that discovered this week positive. It has prompted WA Health to put him in isolation. The Health Minister spoke in Parliament today saying that their strong suspicion is that it is an historical case, which means he sheds particles of the virus and that can return a positive result. But they do want to make sure that it is that and it's not a case of him being positive within the community.
As a precaution though, Jackie, what does it mean for the community or anybody who was on his flight from Melbourne back to Perth? Do they now need to isolate?
Yes, the Health Minister gave us updated information that all of the Collie man's close contacts are in self-isolation. He did say it was a low-risk situation, but it has prompted a swift response. They're obviously not taking any chances with this, given the kinds of spreads that we've seen within our hotel system, at the very least. This obviously a scare for health authorities, but they are expecting it will be an historic case, unlikely to be infectious.
So does that now count towards the fact there's been a COVID positive case within the community today as well, Jackie? Because earlier reports were we had no new cases. Will that go towards WA's tally?
Well, interesting you ask that. I'd have to get more advice. I imagine it would go into today's number. It was discovered today. And unfortunately, that runs ruins a good run for WA. We had no new community cases and no new cases in hotel quarantine today. So it was a donut day in every sense. Mm. So that's a bit upsetting for us as a state. But if there's no threat of infection, then that's good news.
Jacqueline Robson, we'll see your reports at 5 with Monica Koss at 6 with Michael Thompson. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie.